0TRW2T.
TR. Good afternoon, Rusty.
Hey, Tom. A little warm out here at 96 degrees this afternoon.
Looking at my weather station here, it says 97, 54% humidity, and feels like 106. So you're right on.
Leaving a lunch and headed out and got in the car and I look at it and the thermometer says 96. I said, whoa.
Went out and got the eggs this morning. We took a bunch of eggs over to the daughter last night. Bernice made a big, beautiful supper for us all. We took it down there because they had that long-lasting flight from Kansas back here. And the weather made them rent a car in Atlanta and drive on back. So Amy really appreciated it, and so did the family. We took some lasagna and a bunch of other stuff down there. But today I just went out and got eggs and blowed off the driveway out back and checked their water, feed, and then we went out and picked raspberries. And I come back and hibernated inside, so I just been sitting here watching In the Heat of the Night rerun.
Come out, take care of a bill, and go pick something up that I've been looking for. And I'm headed, and then I decided since I was close over here, I'd come over to Olive Garden. And I was lucky the place was not overly crowded, so I got a good seat inside at the bar where I usually sit. And then that allowed me to get in there and comfortably enjoy my salad for lunch. And now I'm headed back to the house and plan to hibernate in the house for the rest of the afternoon.
Anything better to do in this blasted heat? There's first alerts, and it's dangerously hot. And it was that way up in Kansas while they were up there, too. Amy said it was dreadfully hot, about 100 degrees up there almost every day. And but it's been about the same down here. We did get 3,700 inches of rain day before yesterday, but that's about it. We still need more rain, but that made the grass look a lot better. I probably need to cut it, but that ain't going to happen in this heat.
Well, in that rain Tuesday, when I got up Wednesday morning, I poured an inch and a half, better than an inch and three quarters of rain out of my rain gauges, both of them. And that was a lot of water at my house. And today, well, my thermometer has finally gone up to 97. And like I said, I'm headed back to the house, and I'm going to try not to do anything extremely, rough to be done today that requires me to be outside any more than I am. So, like I said, I may play on the radio this afternoon. I may play on the computer. I don't know what for sure what I'm going to do today. I'll just wait till I get home and see. So, anyway, but traffic's not as bad out here, I thought, as it would be. But it's now about 1:30, and I got over to where I ate lunch about 12:20. And I just sat there and took my time and surprised the gal that works at the bar that always waits on me, because usually I go there and have a bowl of soup. Today I actually had salad today, and that she looked at me with wide eyes like, you don't ever order salad.
They are. Well, it's nice when they know you like that. I guess we could get out and go get something to eat later, but I just prefer to eat at home if I possibly can. But, guys, Bernice worked her tail off yesterday. The kitchen looked like a cyclone hit it there when we got back from down at Amy's with all the stuff she'd made, you know. And, oh, brother, it was certainly good. A green salad, a fruit salad, lasagna, that Italian, the garlic bread, I guess you call it. It was just delicious. But I did break down yesterday and bought some of those cherry plums. I've been snacking on those, and they became, boy, those are good. We got some at Costco's yesterday.
We got three, maybe four left in the back. I've got at home, so I will probably finish them up over the next couple of days and everything. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's, I guess it's just, today would be a good day to take it out. Today was not a, is not a good day to create heat in the kitchen by having cooking ovens and all that other good stuff going. And it makes it even hotter. Here's a big old truck. Here's a truck from Tennessee. And I'll play some business vehicle. He's got Yeti boxes on the back of his truck. So anyway, but yeah, I'll tell you what, today is not a day to be doing any cooking. That's why I figured I'd go ahead just to get me something to eat while I was out instead of going back to the house. Because anything I had at the house, I was going to have to heat up, and I didn't want to have to generate any heat, period. So, you know, it's better to keep that. Keeps the house cooler if you don't generate heat in it yourself, you know. W2T Mobile.
Oh, yeah. We spend a lot of time in the basement, but I just leave it on 75 most of the time, and it's plenty cool for us up here. And as long as the humidity's down, it's about 45%. That's about optimal. But it's all what you get used to, I guess. I don't like it cold. It makes my rib cage hurt where they attach my lung to it on one side, and I don't like that. So, and Bernice is comfortable with it. In the basement, it's always nice. So I did go down there and do some things this morning. And got that squared away, and got some batteries and a flashlight from Amazon, and replaced another light that I didn't like as well as I do this one, and just enjoying the day the best we can. But I don't think we want to get out in it today. We got out in it yesterday, and that's enough. We went to Sam's and Costco's and I don't know what all. But today it's rest at home. You're right about the heat, though, in the house. When that oven's going, it does heat it up, no doubt. And Bernice made homemade oatmeal cookies yesterday at the same time she was doing all the rest of that. But I got some banana pudding up in the icebox right now, and it's calling my name, so I might go over there and snack on that or go downstairs and get a piece of watermelon. Don't know which, Rusty.
Container of watermelon yesterday at Publix because they were buy one, get one free. So when you only buy one, because I'm a Publix group member, I get it for half price, or anybody does. So I may go down there and have me some watermelon pieces for supper tonight. And that'll be my supper. But, you know, it's just, I'll be glad to be home here in a few more minutes and be glad to see this day over. Got to make a few phone calls when I get back to the house and try to get hold of some people that I've been trying to for about a week now. And they haven't bothered to call me back, so I will call their boss lady and see if I can get her attention. And, or she could get their attention to call me back. So, anyway, and I'll tell you what, driving this car with this sun coming in this front window, the steering wheel at the top, I'm making sure I keep my hands well below the top of the steering wheel because it's like, that's like grabbing a hot plate that you've just taken out of the oven after it's been in there at 250 or 300 degrees for 20 minutes, you know?
It's amazing how fast a car will heat up. That Adburn remote start in the Toyota, though, doesn't reach very far, so about the time you get within range to remote start it, As soon as you open the trunk or open the door, it shuts down. And then you got to get up front and restart it. I had that alarm system put on my truck years ago. And boy, I can be inside of Walmart or Lowe's or anything, and it'll start it up clear across the parking lot. And by the time you get there, it's nice and cool. That's nice, but Toyota's got real sophisticated security system, and they just don't allow that.
This car here, I don't have that capability built, a remote start, like on my handheld thing that I do. But I can go online into a piece of software I have, which will connect me to my car through a secure link, and I can do a remote start from there and let it cool down if I want to. And when I go out, sometimes I think about doing that at the house and let it cool down a little bit before I go out and get in the car. So, you know, it's just trying to keep cool. And I see the highway department's got their crew over here that does the mowing on the side of the road, but his tractor's parked underneath a tree, so I don't imagine he's out mowing today. And they've got a couple of these mowers that have got the big long arms that can take tree limbs down on the side of the road and get all that heavy stuff back. And those have been sitting over in the parking lot here at the church for about 5 or 6 days now, so it's obviously too hot out here for them to work this afternoon. And as I get closer to the house, the temperature's gone down to 96 degrees as I drive along here right now.
The difference when you're out there in the shade than when you're out there in the sun, like picking raspberries, I can tell you that for sure. Got a couple of tomatoes, but we hardly have that many tomatoes this year, but we got enough for us. And I think it's just because I bought some up here at the feed store that were good. There's some big boys and celebrities, and they're bearing all right, but the rest of them, they're just not that great that Bernice planted or raised from seed. And I think it's just because they're all getting roasted on the vine. Well, I'll let you go, Rusty. You ought to be getting close to home. I think I'll head downstairs and fool around down there. Bernice must be down there. I see the lights are on. So catch you down the line. W2TN02.
Okay, that worked out just well, Tom, because I am just one little small curve and a little slight uphill around away from my driveway. And I would have been signing with you anyway on this one. You have a good one. Say hello to Bernie for me, and I'll talk to you later. 0TR W2T 730. I'm gone.